Welcome, one and all, to Broken Sea's production of Planet of the Apes. Before we begin, we ask that you make yourself comfortable and listen to this lesson from the Lawgiver.
The Lawgiver sat on the sunlit hillside overlooking Ape City one beautiful morning. Assembled around him were a dozen children of all ages and sizes. A young chimpanzee stood up in the background and asked, "Lawgiver, why do you and all the learned orangutans wear orange, yet I and all my kin wear green?" The Lawgiver nodded and squinted his ancient eyes into the sun, asking, "What color is the sun that illuminates our day as it arises at the dawn?" "Orange," a youthful orangutan answered, standing. "Yes," replied the Lawgiver. He delicately picked a blossom growing near his careworn feet and asked, "And what color is the ever-growing, ever-spreading verdant forest?" he continued. "Why, green and brown," the young chimpanzee answered, to the agreement of his fellows. "Exactly," the Lawgiver smiled. He grabbed up a handful of dirt and rock, sifting it through his gnarled fingers, and asked, "And what colors are the rocks and stones and earth which support all of God's creatures?" he asked, spreading his arms out wide. "The earth and rocks are brown," a gorilla answered, jumping to his feet. "And the stones are gray and black," continued another gorilla child. "And the black stones, like coal, have purple and red in them," the first gorilla added. "Very good," the Lawgiver applauded. "And thus, you see, God has ordained that we orangutans, who dispense the enlightenment from heaven, wear orange as the light at sunrise. Those who are the intellectuals, who seek knowledge wherever it may sprout, and spread that knowledge, wear the green and brown of God's spreading forest creation. And those who are the strongest, who we must rely upon for our support, wear the black and gray and purple, as the firm earth and rock and stone."
And now, Planet of the Apes.
Talking gorillas.
Shut up and run, damn it! Dodge!
Run, human. For all the good it will do you. Wait. Wait. Got you, human.
Tyler! Slow down! I'm trying to...
Dodge!
Boom! Dead human! First kill! Argo! I claim first blood!
Damn it. Got Dodge. He's dead. Bastard gorilla shot him in the back. What's that? More gorillas? Damn. Sorry, guys. At least you're free now. That's something. Where's Landon? got the human.
Oh, yeah. Did ya? Out of here. Where's Taylor? Dodge? Damn! Another gorilla.
Another one. Run, human.
Gotta get away. There. The girl. They got her. Threw a net over her. Can't go that way.
Touch me now, human. Yeah. Far.
Damn. Get away. Behind me. Gorilla. No.
Trusted steed? Can't stand the smell of humans either. Strange. Sounds like the beast screamed, but humans can't talk. More of the beasts. Get them!
Got another! What a hunt!
Talking apes? With rifles? What kind of a planet is this? Gotta get out of here. Shit, damn gorilla's coming my way. Beating the damn underbrush. Shit. Maybe I can make it out that way. Make a run for it now.
There's one trying to run for it. Hold on, human. I have you. Now! Ah! I got him! Net shot from 50 yards. Brussus will make a captain out of me when he hears of this shot. Ah! Ah! This one's wearing strange garments. Urko! Look at this!
Thank you. me. Even hanging from a pike.
Oh no, go on. Let's get him over there. Should have just shot him and left him.
What a hunt. Must have bagged 25 humans myself. And that's just the dead ones.
We're gonna need more wagons to transport the live animals back to the city.
Take my picture, it's ugly beast.
Oko, get over there with Zanuck.
Say human stink. Staglycoccus over there. We can use him for stationary target practice. Not that we need it.
Oko, where do you want this funny dressed one?
Put it in the cage with the three males and one female over there. It's going to Dr. Zira. Let her figure out its fashion sense.
Yes, sir. Let that Dr. Zira figure it out. What she wants with all these humans beyond me. Chimpanzee scientists.
Aldo, why don't you take that wagon to the zoo? Then report to General Ursus of the hunt.
Yes, sir. Hate the zoo. Stinks of humans and chimpanzee scientists.
Just don't let Zira hear you. She has the ear of Dr. Zaius.
Aye. Yeah! Yeah!
The one wearing the strange clothes.
Him.
Will he live?
I don't know. This beast has lost a lot of blood. There's no probe here. Find one.
Yes, sir.
This place is dirty, Doctor.
These animals are dirty, Doctor. They stink and they carry communicable diseases. Why aren't they cleaned up before they're brought here?
You don't sound happy in your work.
I'm nothing more than a vet in this laboratory. You promised to speak to Dr. Zaius about me.
I did. But you know how he looks down his nose at chimpanzees.
Most chimpanzees, not you.
I resent that implication, Galen.
You promised.
The probe, Dr. Galen.
What? Oh, thanks. Nurse, double-check the transfusionary tube in the female and ensure the blood flow to this male beast is even. Wonder survived the gorilla rifle shot to the neck. Back to Dr. Zaius. The quota system's been abolished. You made it. Why can't I?
What do you mean, made it? I'm an animal psychologist, that's all. We don't have any authority.
You do pretty well when it comes to getting space and equipment.
That's because Dr. Zaius realizes our work has value. Foundations of scientific brain surgery are being laid right here, in studies of cerebral function in these animals.
They're still dirty, and their bite is septic. Look at that. My hand still hasn't healed. Hold his head. Let's see how much damage the gorilla's bullet did to your neck. Beast.
Broken Sea Audio Productions presents Planet of the Apes, an expanded audio drama by Bill Holweg, based on the novel by Pierre Boulle and the film script by Michael Wilson and Rod Serling.
Thank you for listening to Chapter 4 of The Planet of the Apes. Starring in tonight's production, Natasha Lathrop as Dr. Zira, Dave Sokolyak as Dr. Galen, Dave Sokolyak as Urko, Bill Holweg, Miles Reed, Colin Snow, and James Freeman as various gorillas, Paul Mannering as Dodge, Bill Holweg as Taylor, and Miles Reed as Landon, and Mark Kalita as the lawgiver, and Cornelius, the narrator of our tale. I would like to thank James from the Lessons from the Lawgiver for the wonderful lesson, and Glenn Sheets, who wrote tonight's lesson from the Lawgiver.
Return to us again soon for another exciting episode in the saga of the Planet of the Apes. Only from Broken Sea Audio Productions.